within that 14-day period, we read all of the submitted poems. We accepted 58 of them in the end. 58 poems got accepted. We edited them, made corrections when necessary, asked for changes when necessary. We got the contracts agreed to. We got the we got audio recorded. Every poem in the book was read and recorded by a contributor other than the author, which is something we'd been doing on our website for a while. And then we got the ebook coded and put together and out the door.
Why 2 weeks? Why challenge yourself like that?
Part of it, you know, we've been doing a website for like 2 years. It's called Line Break, where we do a poem a week. And that format seemed to work really well. You know, a poem a week, and that weekly seemed to give, well, it gave each poem that's published a nice amount of attention or whatever. So when we'd been wanting to do a book project for the longest time and could never, the original idea was to do a print book, you know, standard book of poems. But one thing and another, you know, there's always a reason not to do something like that, especially when, you know, we all have day jobs and our own writing to do. An insane deadline sounded like just the thing to make us do it. And since we'd already been doing a weekly, we thought, well, probably can't do a book in a week, but maybe 2 weeks.
How did you ask? Where did you go to seek submissions?
Well, we couldn't have done it if we didn't already have, you know, linebreak.org, the website that we've been doing for the last 2 years. So through that, you know, we already knew quite a few poets, and we knew quite a few people who ran other poetry magazines or poetry-related websites. So we put this announcement on our website, and then just for the next week, because we only took submissions for that first week. They were closed after that first week. And for the next week, just pretty much annoyed everyone we knew through Facebook and Twitter and email. And you know, we have an email list associated with the website we run. So there was, you know, there were 800 names right there, 800 people right there we could tell. But we were really fortunate in that lots of other people picked it up and posted it. They reposted it on Facebook, or they, like, you know, the Poetry Foundation, which does Poetry Magazine, was nice enough to put a note on their website that we were doing this. And lots of people did that who ran websites, just posted a note. So in the end, 400 people, more than 400 people, 408, I think, might have been the exact number, submitted poems. And most of them submitted more than one poem. So we had more than 1,000 poems to read in a week. And that made for some really interesting nights, you know, 3 a.m.
Did you ever feel that maybe you weren't the poems you were first seeing at 3 a.m., you weren't maybe giving the same sort of attention to the poems you saw at 7
p.m.? Absolutely. And I know that happened. As a matter of fact, once it was over, I went back through, and the people who submitted are going to hate hearing this, but once it was over, I went back through and, you know, read some things that we rejected and thought, yeah, that might not have been the best decision in the world. But that, I mean, I kind of knew, I knew there would be some slippage. I mean, I knew, you know, it wasn't going to be perfect. You do something like this in 2 weeks, you're going to make mistakes. And we did. And, you know, that was one of them. Just, that was among them. That sort of second guessing yourself and what you took or didn't take.
I mentioned at the beginning your co-editor. We should give credit to
Ash Bowen. Yeah, Ash Bowen. So this was more or less a two-man project. It was myself and Ash Bowen, who also works on Line Break, the website, with me. He's also a graduate of the MFA program here and a fine poet in his own right. And at the last minute, we were joined by two of our other co-editors from the website, Ashley McHugh and Jennifer Jubaley Blackburn, came to my house Monday night, sort of the night before we'd agreed to get this thing out the door, when I realized there was absolutely no way that Ash and I could get this thing edited in any sort, because I, you know, I was coding this up, learning to sort of code ebooks as I was coding this up that night. And
this was the first ebook you'd ever coded?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the first time we'd done it. We were doing it that night, and it got to be about 7 o'clock, and I realized, number one, I was not going to bed at any point, you know, that this was just going to be an all-nighter. And number two, that just the two of us, you know, there was no way we could maintain the kind of proofreading and editorial quality we wanted. So I called them in kind of a panic, and they graciously came over. And we set up laptops and, you know, two or three computers, three, I think it was, at my kitchen table, and got a bunch of Red Bull and a bunch of coffee. And toward the end, maybe a little beer. Yeah, knocked it out.
Who do you think will see this? I mean, if you have the website, linebreak.org. which I think is probably frequented by many people who are poets.
Yes.
You sought out poets you knew via social media. Do you hope that this ebook, which is for under $5 online, gets in the hands of poets or can break through somehow and get to people who have never written a line of poetry?
Well, I mean, yeah, the hope is always that it won't be just poets reading it. I mean, I'm happy that poets are reading it. I mean, I've already heard back from some of them. And that's a great audience to have. But the hope we always had with Line Break, and I think sort of the great hope of, I don't know, digital publishing in general, is that you get beyond just the audience of poets and beyond just the audience of, you know, just the sort of academic circles that poetry largely travels in now. That's happening to a degree. I think it'll happen a lot more once the book gets listed on Amazon, which should be any day now. It'll be available. You can just buy it from them. I mean, I've always thought, like, ever since I got the MFA, that's kind of the great problem that poetry has now, is that it is largely read by poets, which is to say it's largely read inside of universities, because that's where poetry has sort of sequestered itself in the last few decades.
You took special care to make sure the poems look like the way the poets wanted them to look?
Yeah, this was another reason I wanted to do the ebook in the first place, is because, I'll just give them both barrels, I guess, is because publishers of poetry, the few that had done ebooks at all, were just, they're screwing them up. And they're screwing them up in that what all publishers, and not just poetry of poetry, but what all publishers want, insofar as they're interested in ebooks at all, but what all of them want is to just take, you know, the thing that they prepare for print, you know, the file that they prepare on their computers for print, and push a button and have it spit out an ebook. Great, and now we'll sell an ebook. But you can't do that. You can't do that for the same reason you can't just take, like, a document and have, and push a button and have a great web page made out of it. Right. You know, you still need someone who's technically competent enough to sort of make that, to transform it. And poetry in particular with ebooks is a real challenge because, of course, poems are dependent on line breaks. And the thing about ebooks is you never know how wide the screen is that you're going to be reading something on.
Because it could be on my smartphone.
Exactly.
It could be on my laptop.
Exactly. iPad.
iPad. It may even be on my 56-inch screen television at home.
Precisely. I mean, there is no page anymore. There's only how much information happens to fit on the screen you happen to be reading the ebook on. So in order to, fortunately, I mean, poetry has been dealing with that for decades at least, and you know, they have a system. When a line is too long for the page, not to get too sort of geeky on the listeners here, but when a line is too long for the page, when it needs to wrap, you know, you signify that that's not an intended line break by indenting the part of the line that wraps. Right. So, you know, it wraps onto that second line and you just indent it over, and that tells the reader that's not a natural line break. That just happened to overflow the width of the page. And the good news is you can do that on a screen. In an ebook, you can code them so that they do the same thing, so that lines that wrap do the same thing. But you do have to code it. You do have to take each poem and go through it, as far as I know, by hand. I mean, that's the way that I did it. Decoded every single poem to make sure that they would do that. And a lot of poetry publishers just have not done that. And so what happens is, you know, those few books of poetry that are available, for instance, on the Kindle right now, relatively few, you know, compared to the number you can get in print. Most of the ones that I've seen, you open them up and they're just a mess. You just don't know where the natural line breaks are. You don't know how to read them.
And that changes the entire poem.
Yeah.
Or really, the intent.
Of course, it changes the entire poem and often just ruins it.
Well, congratulations on the book.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Not sure I would ever do it again in that short a time, but it was a great learning experience.
So we're not going to see 7 days.
No, I don't think I would survive an anthology called 7 days.
Was there ever discussion among anyone to call it Fortnite instead of 2 weeks?
No, there wasn't. That, which maybe, you know, shame on us for being poets and not thinking about that.
No, I think it's okay.
It's not the most creative title in the world, but hopefully it encapsulates the project. And, you know, and like gimmick aside, I just want to say there are amazing poems in this book and amazing poets in this book. And
If 2 weeks didn't exist yet, where would these poems, who would be able to see many of these poems?
Wouldn't. I mean, they're all original. You know, I'm sure they would have eventually been published in places like Line Break and other journals and magazines, but they're previously unpublished, you know, all new poems. So if we hadn't done the book, at least at the moment, they wouldn't be readable at all.
Jonathan, thank you very much.
Thank you.